Now joined by the head coach up at Mercer for the Lady Cardinals basketball program in Drew Smith. Pretty effective week for Mercer. They finish in third place, having to play a 4-on-5 basketball and finishing third place. That is a very good achievement by the Mercer girls. They beat Gilman City in the first round, 61-19. A very competitive loss to Tri-County in the semifinals, 56-48. Came back against North Harrison, won Saturday for third. Have a game tonight. This will be an interesting one against a team that was pretty dominant last week in winning the HDC tournament and the Grundy R5 Lady Panthers. Road trip to Gilman City then on Tuesday before finishing up the regular season on Friday. And districts start in Eagleville against North Harrison next Monday. It's that time of year, Coach. Going to be busy.
Yeah, absolutely. Just got to get all the games in for a conference schedule just in time for districts. And then we'll see what we can do against districts time.
We talk about it every week, but to be playing 4-on-5, and I see the comments on social media and talking with some folks that are close with your basketball program, Coach, and just how proud they are of the girls that are out there. You know, at times you're getting all these compliments that say, you know, it's 4-on-5, and at times you don't even realize it because the girls are playing so tough defensively.
Yeah, absolutely. That was mentioned to me after the game on versus North Harrison, that a couple of people in the stands have said, hey, I know you guys only have 4-on-5 on defense, but honestly, your girls are flying around and guarding everyone, and it's kind of hard to remember that it's 4-on-5 basketball out there. So that just kind of shows the amount of effort and heart and how much the girls care about it right now and just how much they're putting into the stock of just playing for each other and just playing to the best of their ability. So I'm extremely proud of what they're doing and how they're playing basketball right now.
When you have four, I don't know if you have many more options defensively. Do you just kind of put the four girls and make a square around the or make a rectangle rather around the out of the lane and just kind of keep rotating?
Well, actually, we have three different defenses for our our four-man basketball. I have to try to mix it up a little bit. We call a box, which is where you got your people on the four corners of the lane, and then you've got diamond where we kind of shift it to where I've got a point and then two wings, and then I just keep one person in the block for that's for the three-point teams, and then we shifted one up to where we go a mixture of three people manned up, one person in the middle of a zone, kind of just taking everyone else out. That's on a team that I feel like they have a couple of players that really can't shoot from the outside, and they just kind of stay in the block, and I try to eliminate their three-point shooters. And so actually we've been pretty creative with just kind of mixing it up and trying to keep people off balance, what we do defensively. And it's been fairly effective so far. I just hope it can continue to work for us.
Well, yeah, we could probably spend the next 20 minutes, Coach, and talk about all four of the girls they have on the floor. Obviously, Tori Meineke is your key offensive player with putting the ball in the hoop, but with all four girls that you have right now, to be as effective as you are going 4-on-5, they all have to provide their link to the team to play as well as you're doing.
No, absolutely. And the big thing was that we all scored on the Saturday the game against North Harrison. I had Rainey Michael, who's a freshman for me. She's doing an excellent job kind of running the show and running our offense and stepping in Aubrey's role. She's been averaging close to about 15 points a game since Aubrey's went out. She scored 11, and then I had Katie Hill, who's another freshman, finally step up, and she nailed a huge three-pointer to put us back up on top for good versus North Harrison. She had 6 points, and then I've got the newcomer who joined us a couple weeks ago, Jordan Kuhn. I think she had 2 or 4 points. One was a fast break transition layup, and I'm just extremely proud of her because she's one that she's athletic and she can play basketball, but just the confidence level wasn't there, and she drove pretty much a three-quarter court fast break transition layup all by herself, contested left-hand layup, and I was just proud of her to finish that and just kind of shows the testament of she's been working hard and just kind of doing what she's been doing. And then Tori had she dropped her 21 or 22 points just like normal. So they're all contributing and they're all playing well in offense. And then defensively, that's where we're going to win the ball games. We can't get in a scoring match against people. We've got to be able to keep the scoring low and get all the rebounds as possible. And I think that's what we're excelling at. And all those girls are doing a great job of buying in and just doing what we can to get the win.
There's so much tradition with that program, Coach. Obviously, the state championship from a couple of years back, but even before that. then. You know, Mercer's won a lot more games than they have lost over the years, so that tradition has been built over years and decades. So there's an expectation. You put on that Mercer jersey, no matter what happens during the season, you're going to find ways to win. That just expectation and that tradition, that has to be a big reason why the girls are able to do what they're doing, even being shorthanded.
No, I agree. I think there's an expectation that, hey, like, we're Mercer, we're a basketball school, this is what the town's built on. And so they kind of had the expectation of, like, okay, we've got to play hard, we've got to play, because we there's just no other way around it. There's no other alternative that we have. We have to play well, and we have to represent our town well, and I think we're doing that.
There was a loss to Tri-County, Coach, but Tri-County's a pretty good team, and you're competitive with them, 56-48. That game on Thursday night, what were the things that you could have done a little bit better to turn that one into a victory instead of a loss?
Well, if we would have had five players, and if we would have, if the pace wasn't as fast-paced and just killing us, that I think we could have came out. And I also had another girl foul out with 3 minutes left, so we ended up finishing at 3-on-5. So all those things kind of play an effect of what we could have done better to win the ball game. We actually were leading the entire ball game until the last 4 minutes or 5 minutes or something like that, and then when Rainey Michael, our little freshman, she fouled out with about 3 minutes left. Tri-County was up 4 or 5 at that point, and that was just kind of a backbreaker for us, because it's almost impossible to play 3-on-5 basketball and be anywhere successful. So that really killed us. But just I really think the fast pace of the game, of the full court pressure, and just kind of constant running up and down the court really took a toll on our team, and that's just a credit to us. But Tri-County does, and they just executed it well, and they continued to stay with their game plan no matter what the score was of the game and what was going on, and they made a run, and they just beat us. So it was a good hard fought ball game by our girls. I'm extremely proud of them, and they never gave up, but they were exhausted after the game, which I can't even imagine, with having no subs and going at that pace the entire game. So I'm just proud of them, and we just came up a little short.
Absolutely. So big game tonight, and Grundy is playing girls basketball wise as well as they have probably in over a decade. They're really rolling right now, and you got a chance to see them firsthand last week, Coach. Played very, very well and winning that tournament. What's the biggest challenge that Grundy presents your team tonight?
The biggest challenge is, I would imagine that they have five girls and we have four, and that all five of those girls can score. We faced a lot of teams where they have like maybe one or two main scorers, and then there's a couple other girls that kind of contribute or every now and then. We can focus in on some girls, but with Grundy, they've got five girls that can score, and they show the ball well, and you just don't know who's going to be the leading scorer for them that night. And so that's going to be the biggest challenge for us, is kind of recognizing who's hot and who's not, and who's trying to get the ball, and who's kind of playing second fiddle and all that stuff. And so that'll be the biggest challenge for us, is rebounding and just kind of limiting their shooters to one shot. And so that's going to be the biggest challenge for us. They're a good ball team, and I know Coach Ty has got them going where they need to go, and he's doing a good job with them this year.
Trip to Gilman City Tuesday, and you have, is it East Harrison on Friday, you said, Coach?
Yes, sir.
Is that at your place or over in Canesville?
That is our place. That's our home court-warming game.
Court-warming game, gotcha. North Harrison, then, districts over at Eagleville. That's first-round games in that District 14 will be at Eagleville. Semifinals, finals will be at the Ketchum Center. North Harrison, you play there 1 week from tonight, 7 o'clock?
Correct.
Okay. The as we said, you know, you still have talent and expectations, and you're doing well. But there's always that thought in the back of your mind going to North Harrison and playing them on their home floor, that you got to come out and you got to do the things that you do well in order to get a victory in that one.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach Long does a great job of preparing his girls, and they play hard, and they play very good defense, and they're patient on offense, and that's a killer versus us, because we need people to take bad shots, and then we'll go get the second chance rebound and stuff like that. So they're disciplined, and he'll have them ready to go. So that'll be a dogfight, especially with them now being on their home court. and so they'll have all the advantage. But hey, I like our chances. We've beaten them once. They've beaten us once. I think it'll be a great ball game.
Absolutely. I forgot that they just beat you recently. So as far as that district goes, and I don't have the bracket in front of me, but I've been kind of, you know, looking at the teams in that district. That's going to be a wide open district. Anybody who gets hot has the capability of going a ways next week.
Yeah, I think so too. I know Princeton's the number one seed, and they've got athletes all over the court, and they like to pressure people up and down the court, and so they're going to be quick, and they've got the numbers advantage and stuff like that, and they're finding their rhythm, I feel like. And Coach Gooden's got them playing hard, and then of course you got Tri-County, and then Pattonsburg, and I don't know a whole lot about Pattonsburg this year. I haven't watched them, but I know Tri-County, their fast-paced pace is going to do well for them, and they're. Oh, they never quit. They literally never quit, and so that's going to keep them in every ball game that they play. And so, I think there's a good chance for anyone to come out in this tournament. Honestly, so
Are you a 4 seed, coach? Is that a 4-5?
We are the 5 seed.
5 seed. Okay, so that is a 4-5 matchup, and the winner probably then would play Princeton in the semifinals.
Yes.
Gotcha. Head coach Drew Smith up at Mercer. Coach, appreciate the time. Congrats on the third place finish last week. Good luck tonight against Grundy.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.